Good morning and welcome to the only lifestyle show in the Lowcountry featuring guests, topics, and trends for the baby boomer generation. Let's Talk Boomers. Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group, Michael Washburn, Exit Realty of the Carolinas, and Jerry Garner, Reverse Mortgage Specialist with Town Bank Mortgage. And now your host, Rebecca M. Holtz.
Good morning. This is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca M. Holtz, and I'm so glad that you can listen this morning. As boomers, we know that aging is a part of life, but can we age with grace? Last week's guest can help us. She was Wilma Rice with Roper St. Francis. She told us about an event taking place this Friday, July 29th, right here in the Lowcountry. It's called Aging Gracefully, Navigating Life's Journey. It takes place at Trident Tech. Registration begins at 8:15 in the morning. The event takes place until 3 p.m. It costs only $10 to attend the many informative breakout sessions, and it includes lunch and giveaways from vendor exhibitors. Visit scmedical.org/aginggracefully. Again, that's scmedical.org/aginggracefully. Now, today's guest can also help us age gracefully. She is Dr. Heather Boger with MUSC's Center for Aging, and she is going to talk to us about MUSC's Senior Mentor Program, where medical students are paired with volunteers ages 65 and older to give the students and the volunteers an opportunity to learn from each other and help us all as we age. This is a fascinating program, and I promise you'll want to stay tuned and learn all about it. Now, if you're a boomer who likes beer, then check out the newest Nano Brewery here in Mount Pleasant. Last Saturday, I went to a new Nano Brewery in Mount Pleasant, the Ghost Monkey. Now, I'm not really a beer fan, but there were several good brews, and you can try a flight if you like. My personal favorite was the Lemon Basil IPA, which turns out is one of the first ones that they have brewed. I also liked the coffee beer, which is a dark beer, but it was very smooth. So to check out the newest Nano Brewery in Mount Pleasant, visit CoastMonkeyBrewery.com for their tasting times. Now, if you enjoy music from Nashville, check out Nashville Nights. It's tonight at 8 p.m., and actually it's Thursdays through Saturday through September 3rd at the Charleston Cabaret Theater on Folly Road. Nashville Nights celebrates everything music and Nashville, like the Grand Ole Opry, and features amazing, talented singers who are going to sing some tunes from some of your favorite artists like Patsy and Reba, Garth, and more. In fact, today's guest shared with me that she loves Reba, so I'm sure that she's going to be going to see the show. Nashville Nights. Again, ticket prices start at $18. Just visit CharlestonPerformingArts.org for all the remaining dates and times for National Nights at Charleston Cabaret Theater. And you can let the good times roll tonight and tomorrow at the Charleston Music Hall. It begins at 7 p.m. when former Broadway stars and now Charleston producers Brad and Jennifer Moranz, with a talented cast, perform Let the Good Times Roll, a summertime musical variety at the Charleston Music Hall. This all-new show features pop, rock, and country favorites, including music from the Phantom of the Opera. Tickets start at $36. Just visit CharlestonMusicHall.com and let the good times roll. Now, if you're a Shakespeare fan, you'll enjoy Love's Labor's Lost by the Threshold Repertory Theater on Society Street in Charleston. Each performance begins at 8 p.m. and tickets start at $15. There are performance times tonight and through August 14th, including some matinee times. So if you have some young visitors in town, this is a great opportunity to introduce them to Shakespeare. Visit CharlestonTheater.com. Now, if you love Mahjong and you need some playing partners, check out Mahjong the American Way. It's Wednesday afternoons from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Mount Pleasant Regional Library, and you can just visit the Charleston County Public Library website for all of their fun summertime events and check out Mahjong on Wednesday afternoons in Mount Pleasant. Now, Mahjong is a great way to keep our minds exercised and fit. Well, today's guest also has a program to help us age. She is Dr. Heather Boger with MUSC Center for Aging. She's going to talk about MUSC's Senior Mentor Program, where medical students are paired with volunteers ages 65 and older to give the students and the volunteers an opportunity to learn from each other and help us all as we age. This is a fascinating program. I promise you'll want to stay tuned and learn all about it. This is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca Imholtz, and we'll be right back with Dr. Heather Boger of MUSC.
Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group, Michael Washburn, Exit Realty of the Carolinas, and Jerry Garner, Reverse Mortgage Specialist with Town Bank Mortgage.
Welcome back. As I mentioned before the break, this is once again Rebecca Imholtz with Let's Talk Boomers. And as I mentioned before the break, we are talking today with Dr. Heather Boger of MUSC's Center for Aging. She actually heads up something called the Senior Mentor Program, where volunteers ages 65 and older are paired with medical students. And we're going to learn all about what that means. Welcome, Dr. Boger.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for being here this morning on Let's Talk Boomers. And I'm going to begin with the obvious question. What is the MUSC Senior Mentor Program?
The Senior Mentor Program is an excellent program. I've been involved with it for the 12 years now that it's been in existence. And it's a unique opportunity in which we pair all our medical students in year one with a community-dwelling individual over the age of 65 that lives in Charleston. And the students work with these mentors over the 4 years of their medical training to learn more about geriatric medicine.
Okay, so geriatrics is something that I'm hearing a lot more of in terms of this is a new field of study, or maybe not so new, but definitely expanding. Is that true?
Geriatrics has existed for as long as medicine has. The concern now is that the geriatric population, or the individuals over the age of 65, is one of our largest populations, and trying to train our medical physicians to learn how to work with the mentors or work with geriatric patients is a great concern, and something that we're really working on at MUSC to increase the exposure to this great population that we have in the world.
Well, and it's definitely increasing. After all, the show is called Let's Talk Boomers, and we know that the baby boomer generation, we've got new folks joining it every single day. In fact, 10,000 individuals turn 65 every single day for the next 20 years. At some point, I've read that we're going to have like 78 million more older folks in the U.S. I hesitate using the term senior because I'll be senior one day myself, but older folks.
It's true. I mean, I think it was just a couple of weeks ago, actually, that the millennial generation bypassed what we consider our elderly population, but not by much. But it is our largest population, and it's a concern that we need to all be focused about, because as medical advancements are occurring, people are living longer and longer. And it's projected that in the year 2050 that the U.S. alone will have at least 1 million individuals living to be 100 years of age. So, I mean, it's a huge and great thing that we're experiencing, but we need our physicians trained on how to work with aging, basically.
And the 100-year mark, I can totally believe, because when I was in the grocery store recently, I saw a birthday card that said, "Congratulations on turning 100 years old." And there were several of them, like different versions of it.
Yes.
Wow. Whoever thought that that would be
an incredible statistic.
That is very incredible. So that's what's so exciting about your program. And if you're just tuning in, this is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca Imholtz. We're talking today with Dr. Heather Boger. She is the interim director for MUSC Center on Aging. But what we're really talking with Dr. Boger about today is the Senior Mentor Program at MUSC that pairs folks ages 65 and older, their volunteers, to work with first-year medical students. Now, Dr. Boger, do they stay with the students throughout their student time at MUSC?
Right. One of the great, unique aspects of this program, which is unlike any other program at MUSC and a lot of medical schools, is that this is actually a longitudinal program. So much like in a clinic situation, the students stay with that mentor for all 4 years of their medical training. So it also not only exposes them to an aging scenario and what changes occur with aging, but it also helps them develop professionalism skills on communication with patients, irregardless of age, but helps them develop those intimate relationships that we all look for when we're working with our physicians through various illnesses. So it is a longitudinal program. So it's not a once and done, but the mentors complete 7 assignments with the students over those 4 years.
Okay. So there are 7 assignments over the 4 years. How often do the students and mentors meet?
So on average, they meet twice a year.
Okay.
So there's 2 assignments for the first 3 years. And then in the 4th year, there's just a single assignment. What's nice about the program is that the assignments we have for the students, it corresponds to the curriculum that the students are learning in the classroom. So it is a lecture-based curriculum. So for example, in year 1, we teach the students about the physiology of aging, the natural changes that occur with aging, such as height, hair color, eyes, vision, etc. But they actually go out and interview their mentors, if you will, about what has the mentor experienced in terms of changes as they've gotten older with age. Have they noticed a difference in height and weight and eye color or hair color? So the assignments are very much paired with what the students are already learning in the classroom.
So what I really like, or what I'm hearing, is that it's just not a statistic to the students now. It's a real life example. It's a real person. They're getting a personal story about, this is what happens when I turned, 65, 70, because I think I was sharing with you before the show, turning 50 was a big number for me. And definitely there's something about turning that number, as much as we like to think that we can stop the clock. Changes happen.
And the variability is great. So while one person may think that aging is rough and it's very difficult, I've got a handful that on the other side think this is great. Now that I'm older, I'm retired, I can do more things, I can be with my family more, I can travel. Nothing's going to stop me now. And they don't feel that they're experiencing the negative effects of aging, if you will. So the students get exposed to both sides of how people, their impressions are as they age, but they also get exposed to the health changes that occur, the medical changes that occur with aging, because we do know that certain diseases have an onset as a result of aging. So mm-hmm. The students get exposed to that in a real life scenario.
Now, are the students, are they the doctor for the volunteer?
No, we very much stress that the students are students. This is a learning environment for them. They are not physicians until they get that degree at the end of their 4th year.
That's good. Okay.
Yes. And this is a learning experience. They're to apply the information they learn in the classroom to their mentors, such as nutrition or polypharmacy, medication reconciliation. They're to apply the knowledge, but in no way are they to diagnose. The students have been great in that we've had situations that the students have picked up on certain symptoms mm-hmm. or signs that the mentors have mentioned and actually talked to their mentor and said, maybe you need to consult your GP. There may be a concern there that you need to have addressed. And so I've had mentors email me saying, I really appreciate this. Without your students, I would not have had this diagnosis come about, and they saved my life.
Wow.
So while they're not a physician, they're to use this as a learning tool, and mm-hmm. they have in a lot of ways helped our mentors out, and vice versa. They learn from our mentors about different requirements and different needs as individuals age. So it's a two-way street in terms of the learning process. The mentors learn a lot as well as the students. So it's a nice team building mm-hmm. exercise, if you will, on both parts.
I love that. And if you're just tuning in, this is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca Umholtz. We're talking today with Dr. Heather Boger of MUSC's Center on Aging, but she's really talking today about the Senior Mentor Program, which pairs folks ages 65 and older with medical students for their entire 4 years of their student time at the Medical University of South Carolina to share and learn about each other to help us all as we age. Now, Dr. Boger, I understand that, yes, the volunteer does need to continue to see their own doctor. When they're working with the students, do they come to the medical university and meet with them, or how does that work? How does that work?
Again, there's really not a lot of work that has to be done on the mentor's part, except okay. to actually open up their homes and allow the students to come in, because we send the students to the mentors. And this is to make it this situation a little bit more comfortable. It's a non-clinical setting, so the mentors are at ease. But what's nice about it as well, the mentors opening up their homes, is some of the assignments are actually driven to assess the living situation of the mentors, such as in their third year, for example, the students perform a fall risk evaluation. And as we all know, the incidence of falls increase as we age, and the prevalence of those are actually in the home. And it's because of such things as floor mats that are loose, obstacles in the way between, say, the bathroom and the kitchen or bedroom and kitchen. Those kind of things are what are increasing the fall risk. Well, the students can go in and they do these fall risk assessments, but actually can help educate the mentors about these types of things that they can move, shift around, get out of the way of common pathways in the home to actually prevent or help reduce their fall risk. So there's a lot of benefit to having these assignments done in the home of the mentor, but a lot of it's to make the mentor more at ease with actually doing this. They don't have to go anywhere. Mm-hmm. The only time the mentors go anywhere is when I have the initial orientation luncheon, in which the mentors and students meet for the first time. And then at the end of the program at year four, when the students graduate, we do have a graduation luncheon. So it's a kind of a send-off for both the mentors and the students. That way they have that last contact and they can see where, you know, the students are going for their residencies or internships, that kind of last goodbye. But the relationships that the mentors and students develop are long-lasting. Mm-hmm. That's one thing that I've really learned is, while in the beginning it may be just a learning experience, in the end they're developing true relationships and friendships, and they're learning how to work with patients. And a lot of times that's stuff we can't teach in the classroom. Mm-hmm. It's stuff that they have to experience and get out there and work with individuals. And it truly helps shape them into how to be a good physician, how to listen to their patients, how to interact with them, and just be there for them, because we rely on our physicians heavily. And that doesn't change as we get older. You know, and everybody wants to be heard, and it truly builds some very strong relationships and a lot of professionalism skills that we can't teach in the classroom.
Well, so the listener out there who's interested in being a part of the program, how do they get more information?
So there's several ways. We do have a senior mentor link on the MUSC website, which is musc.edu, and you can type in senior mentor program. We have a phone number that's a direct line to the Senior Mentor Program. It is 843-792-0460, and you're more than welcome to call, and we can send you an application to fill out. Or you can send us an email at seniormentor@musc.edu, and it's a simple application process. We just ask for a little bit of information. It is a volunteer-based program, so we do keep records on file. It's if you feel that at some point you can't complete the 4 years, that's okay. There's no, you're not tied into this if you move. I mean, that happens. So it's not, you have to do it. So we do, you know, work with the mentors. If you travel, we can reassign the student a mentor for that a particular assignment. So we definitely work with our mentors as much as possible to make it an easy volunteer type position.
Okay, I'm going to repeat that website again to learn more information about the MUSC Senior Mentor Program. You can go to musc.edu and type in senior mentor. You can also do an email. SeniorMentor@musc.edu, SeniorMentor@musc.edu, or you can call them directly at 843-792-0460, 792-0460. Dr. Boger, is there a type of informational session that is out there too? It's really more of a one-on-one conversation then?
Right. I mean, when we get the new class coming in, mm-hmm. we will then pair the students and the mentors, and then we send invitations out to the mentors to attend the luncheon with some background information, a little bit more detail. Mm-hmm. But the mentors are welcome to contact us at any time, and we do send them the Center on Aging newsletters so they can stay abreast of events going on, the assignments that are upcoming, so that they're aware and not, you know, thrown off by all of a sudden a student's got a last minute assignment to get done. So right. We do keep contact with our mentors throughout the program.
Well, this has been so informative. Thank you so much for taking your time this morning to be on Let's Talk Famers, Dr. Boger.
Well, thank you so much. This was a pleasure. I'm very tied to this program. It's very near and dear to me, and I just love its success. And our mentors are the greatest. I mean, we couldn't do it without them. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you. And I can tell you it's very heartfelt to you. In fact, one of your mentors wrote on your website that she wrote, "Medically speaking, I've had an interesting life, but I also believe that you need to do for others and have a positive attitude." So being able to be a volunteer senior mentor with these students is not only helping yourself, but really it's helping all of us as we age, isn't it, Dr. Boger?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, thank you again for being on Let's Talk Boomers. And to learn more, visit musc.edu and simply type in senior mentor. This is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca Imholtz, and we'll be right back.
Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group, Michael Washburn, Exit Realty of the Carolinas, and Jerry Garner, Reverse Mortgage Specialist with Town Bank Mortgage.
I'm here with Rick Durkee, the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Rick, so far this month, we've talked about investment strategies for boomers. But as boomers, many of us have kids, the millennials. What are some basic investing strategies for this younger generation, including my son Daniel, who's 24, and getting ready to finish graduate school and get a job?
Well, first of all, congratulations to Daniel.
Thank you.
Finishing graduate school and get a job. And also to all the other millennials, I've recently been privy to some PBS broadcasting, and I'm very impressed with the millennials and some of their thought processes. So, Rebecca, what you first want to recommend to Daniel is, and it really applies to all of you that are listening, you shouldn't simply save whatever's left over every month, because oftentimes there's not any left over. You should save for yourself first and then pay your bills. You should know what those numbers are. You should have a proper budget set up. I see this all of the time with younger clients that are referred to us from parents and grandparents that are clients of ours. But your monthly contribution to your savings is simply your paycheck minus whatever you have to spend during that pay period. But simply saving only what you don't spend is not a sound financial plan, as I just mentioned. The exact amount that you should be saving each month depends on your individual circumstances. Most importantly, your age and your retirement goals. But I recommend starting with about 7 to 10% of your income and making adjustments from there. Don't just set that 7 to 10% and forget it, though. If you decide to save 7% of your income when you're 24, like your son Daniel, if you simply leave that 7% until the day you retire, you may be making a mistake. You should adjust your budget yearly. As you age, your income typically increases. So that percentage of income you save should also increase.
And I know that the Coastal Financial Planning Group has a three-step review process that can help figure out that plan, not only for boomers, but the millennials as well. So thank you, Rick. And to learn more about Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group, visit cfpgroup.biz and tune in every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. to Rick's show, Retire Right, here on 94.3 WSC. Fellow boomers, are you worried about managing your loved one's multiple drug therapies, potential medication errors, adverse side effects? I know I've worried with my mom. Well, Kelly Williams, owner of All Care Living Services, is here to help with their medication management program. Their licensed nurses can review prescription and over-the-counter medications and set them up weekly to provide oversight and peace of mind. Since 1998, they've provided certified in-home care with a heart to ensure you or your loved one's needs are met. Call 832-9888 or visit allcarelivingservices.com. And AllCare is a great company to work for if you're a responsible caregiver looking for a rewarding and fulfilling career. There are employment opportunities right now. Call their employee hotline, 771-4271. Again, 771-4271. This has been another Let's Talk Boomers, a lifestyle show on tips and trends for you, the baby boomer. I'm your host, Rebecca Imholtz. Tune in again next Saturday morning at 9:30 for another Let's Talk Boomers only on News Radio 94.3 WSC.
Thank you for listening to Let's Talk Boomers, hosted by Rebecca Amholtz. If you have an event you'd like our listeners to know about, please email letstalkboomers@gmail.com and we'll spotlight it on a future program. Would you like to be a guest on the program or have a topic you'd like Rebecca to cover? Email us at letstalkboomers@gmail.com. Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group, Michael Washburn, Exit Realty of the Carolinas, and Jerry Garner, Reverse Mortgage Specialist with Town Bank Mortgage, and is heard exclusively on News Radio 94.3 WSC.